Page 77. "See," she said, pulling 10 bright ideas to light up your sails from the back pocket of her shorts. She turned to bright idea number 2 and pointed with her finger. "Value added. Something extra, such as a special feature or attractive packaging, added by a company to a product that makes the product more desirable in the marketplace." "That means we give customers something extra they didn't expect," explained Jesse. "I mean, anyone can come home, go home and mix up their own batch of lemonade, right? So if we want them to buy from us, we've got to give them something extra. We add value." "Great," said Megan. "What are we going to add?" "Well, how about chips? And maybe pretzels. Everyone likes chips and pretzels. We'll just have a bowl on the table, and anyone who buys lemonade can have some free snacks." "So we're adding value? Snacks?" "Yep, except..." Jessie had stayed up late last night reading her mom's booklet. "You know what we're really adding? Fun. That's the one thing people can't get all by themselves. It looks like we're selling lemonade and snacks, but we're really selling fun, and everyone wants fun." "Wow," said Megan. "That's really smart. It'll be like a party. Who doesn't like a party?" Jessie nodded her head. She carefully tore out the definition of value added from the booklet and put it in her lockbox. Her mother always said, "Some ideas are like money in the bank." An hour later, they were all set up. The lemonade stand was newly decorated with streamers and balloons. 3 bowls of snacks, Cheetos, potato chips, and pretzels were set on top. Jesse had lugged Megan's boombox all the way downstairs, and Megan was doing the DJ thing with her CD collection. It looked like a party had somehow sprung up right in the middle of the hot concrete sidewalk. To anyone passing by, the lemonade stand shouted out, "Come over here. This is where the fun is." As soon as the music had come on, customers had started drifting over. One of the moms across the street set up a sprinkler in her front yard, and soon all the kids in the neighborhood were running through the sprinkler and grabbing handfuls of Cheetos. 2 women walking their dogs stopped for a nibble and ended up staying an hour. And 3 or 4 of the neighborhood mothers set up lawn chairs nearby and talked and ate pretzels while their kids ran through the water. But Jesse noticed a funny thing. Even though there was an endless buzz of activity around the stand and the chips were flying out of the bowls faster than Megan could restock them, they weren't selling much lemonade. "Hey, Jordan," said Jesse as a 4-year-old boy ran by in a bathing suit. "Don't you want a cup of lemonade?" Jordan dive-bombed the pretzel bowl and came up with a fistful. "I had too much already. 4 glasses." And off he ran.
4 glasses?" said Jesse to Megan. "He didn't buy any."
"Mrs. Duran, don't you want a cup of lemonade?" "Sorry, Jesse, I have to pass," said Mrs. Duran. "I had 2 already, and I'm trying to cut down on sugary drinks."
"Where's everybody drinking so much lemonade?" wondered Jesse. She looked down the road. "Oh, wait a minute."
"Megan, hold the fort down," said Jesse. "I'll be right back."
"Sure thing," said Megan, dancing to the music. "This lemonade stand was the greatest idea. It's like a birthday for the whole neighborhood."
Jesse headed down the road. As she rounded the bend, she prepared for the worst. Evan's lemonade stand crowded with customers. But there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. The corner was deserted. She crossed the street and went into the garage. There was the cooler, dirty and empty. There were the stacked plastic chairs, 4 of them this time. And there was, wait a minute, those were new signs. Jesse pulled out 3 large pieces of foam core. On the back of each one was part of the penguin project Evan had done last year in 3rd grade. On the front were big letters. "Slow down! Cheapest lemonade in town! Ahead! Yesterday's prices, today's lemonade! You won't believe your eyes! Icy cold lemonade, just 10 cents a cup!" Jesse couldn't believe her eyes. 10 cents a cup? That was crazy. Even if they sold all 96 cups, they'd only make $9.60. And split 4 ways, that was just $2.40 for each boy.
Evan was never going to earn $100 with that kind of profit. Jesse went down into the basement. Evan and Paul were playing air hockey. Whoosh! The puck flew into Evan's goal, and Paul threw his arms into the air in a victory V. "Oh, snap," said Evan. "You're winning." "Winning? Winning? Are you kidding me?" said Paul. Then he dropped his voice to a gravelly growl and said, "I don't play to win. I play to pulverize." Just like that muscle guy actor in Agent Down, the movie that all the boys were talking about. Paul was even flexing his muscles like that actor, except that Paul didn't have any muscles. At least none that Jesse could see. When Paul saw Jesse, he dropped his arms. "Hey," he said. Paul was Jesse's favorite of Evan's friends. He always joked around with her, but in a nice way. And he never minded when Evan invited her to come along with them. "Hey," said Jesse. "What's up?" Evan turned off the air hockey table. "Nothing," he said. "We were just going out." Paul dropped his hockey paddle onto the table and followed Evan into the garage. Jesse trailed behind. "Where are you going?" she asked. "Down to the track," said Paul as he strapped on his bike helmet. "We put pennies there this morning, so we're going to get 'em now. Squash! You wanna?" "Yo!" shouted Evan. Muttered Paul. "So, see you later," he said to Jesse. Jesse hated this feeling of being shut out, like she wasn't wanted. Evan had never made her feel that way before, even when sometimes he did want to be just with his friends. He'd always say things like, "Jess, we're going to go shoot hoops, just the two of us, but when we get back, we'll play Spud with you," so that she knew he still liked her, even when she wasn't invited along. But this was like he hated her, like he never wanted to play with her again, and Paul was going right along with it. Jesse scowled. "So you really cleaned up today at the lemonade stand, huh?" she said. "Yep, we sold out," said Evan. "So what did you make, like $3? She asked. "Actually, we made a ton. What was it, Paul?" $45, said Paul. Jesse's mouth went slack. $45? "There's no way," she said. "Not at 10 cents a cup." "Oh, just the little kids paid that," said Evan. "The grown-ups all gave us way more." "That's too cheap," they said. "It's such a hot day and you're working so hard. Here, take a dollar. Keep the change." It was crazy. "Unreal," said Paul. "They kept pushing all this money at us because they thought it was so sweet we were selling lemonade for a dime. We made a killing." Bright idea number 5. Jesse remembered it immediately. "That's called goodwill," she said slowly, picturing the exact page from her mother's booklet with the net definition on it. "Goodwill, an intangible but recognized asset that results from making, selling good products, having good relationships with your customers and suppliers, and being well regarded in the community. It's when you do something nice, like in business, and it ends up paying you back with money," she sighed. Why hadn't she thought of that? She would be sure to tear out that definition and put it in her lockbox when she got back to the lemonade stand. "Well, whatever. We cleaned up," said Evan. "Even so," said Jesse, trying to find some way to prove that Evan had not had a good day selling lemonade. "You had 4 people working the stand, so if you split $45 4 ways, that's only $11.25 each, which is still way more than I'm going to make today," she thought, "since the whole neighborhood has already filled up on cheap lemonade." "We're not splitting," said Evan. "The guy said I could keep it all." "Right," said Paul. "All for a good cause." "That's not fair," said Jesse. "Sure it is," said Evan as he got on his bike and pushed off. "In case you didn't know, that's what it's like to have friends." Evan crossed the street. "Ouch," said Paul. "TTFN, Jess." He followed Evan. Jesse was left standing alone in the driveway.